Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
She doesn't respect her husband. When a woman doesn't respect you, you slap her. That's all. Hit that insolent wench harder.
It's a hot and sunny day. We're in a big interior court of a Catholic church surrounded by many locals. The whole village is here. Women are carrying babies peeking out from behind their backs. Men and children are fighting for the best spot to see the spectacle. On the makeshift stage before them, amateur actors are dressed in clothes to represent the message that violence leads to unhappiness and poverty. The violent men in the sketch wear gray and sky blue rags, while the women wear t-shirts and colorful skirts in rich red and orange.
In this sketch, I'm realizing there are situations that I've lived at my own house. The violent man in rags, for example, reminds me of my husband.
Together, they play scenes from daily life in an ordinary family in this community. From violence to enlightenment to reconciliation and happiness. The captive audience gasps in shock. But none of them can sit still. Welcome to Cry Like a Boy. I'm Daniela Lavario, and we're in Burundi, in East Africa. Cry Like a Boy is an original Euronews series and podcast that explores how the pressure to be a man can hurt families and societies. Stay with us as we travel across the African continent to meet men who defy centuries-old stereotypes, such as this one you're about to hear. Today, we're watching a sketch performed by the Abatangamucho Community Theater Troupe. In this scene, Melchior Bukuru plays the father of an abuser who beats his wife for wanting to run in local elections.
Listen to me, all of you. That's my last word. A woman isn't made to govern. It's the men who've had this capacity for a really long time. The power is made for men.
The sketches tell stories of men who are tough and in control, playing the role that society has laid out for them. They're often supported by the wife's friends and family members, because that's how it's been in Burundi for generations. A strong man, head of the family, knows best, until he decides to stop and change. In this landlocked African country with a population of 11 million, women don't have the right of heritage. Though rights are different in the city, certain village communities remain very traditional. Here in Kolingasunu, women and girls do housework and work in the fields harvesting bananas, corns, or beans. Many young girls don't have the right to go to school. Women don't have the right to participate in community organizations or activities. Essentially, they're limited in what they can do. The men are breadwinners here, working as merchants or bar owners. They manage family finances and make all important decisions themselves. Oh, Of course, these traditional gender roles are not foreign to us. Many versions of the scene we just heard happen around the world. This violence comes from toxic masculinity. What do we mean by toxic masculinity? Well, here's a definition of it from Gary Barker, CEO and founder of Promundo, a global NGO promoting gender equality.
The ideas, the norms, the attitudes that we raise boys around to think that we're dominant, that violence is a way to resolve problems, that we're superior to women, that only being heterosexual is the only way one can be. We call that group of ideas, that cluster of ideas, toxic masculinity.
Basically, it means that when men don't have an outlet for their emotions because of societal pressures, they often turn to misogyny in the form of violence. They can't cry, so instead, they lash out.
I am really unhappy.
Around the world, it's estimated that 35% of women have experienced either physical or sexual violence at the hands of their partner or another man at some point in their lives. According to the UN, in some countries, this number goes up to 70%. The same study estimated that 137 women across the world were killed in 2017 by a member of their own family every day. So when we see the Abatanga Mucho, we see something of a local solution to a very global problem, through an unexpected source. Theater. These grim scenes of family life are played by other locals, and the public knows them very well. They call themselves the Abatanga Mucho, which means those who shine light in Kirundi.
My name is Faustin Khira Nibagira. I am the founder and the legal representative of Abatanga Mucho. Abatanga Mucho are the men or couples who were violent to their spouses, but who decided, after becoming aware of it, to put an end to the different forms of violence. Umutanga Mucho is a man or a woman who is convinced that the household is for two people, and who does not differentiate if some household chores are for men or for women. Umutanga Mucho is someone who testifies that he is fulfilled and proud when he lives in a community without any form of domestic violence.
Faustin, a farmer living in the Gitega region, created this movement in 2008 after he himself realized he had to break the mold and stop being violent with his wife. Since then, he says, he's become happier. He's also gained thousands of followers across the country, prepared to rethink their behavior and change.
To be a Mutanga Mucho, the one who shines light, a member begins to teach in his neighborhood where he gives his testimony. He shows the people who knew him well how he has changed. That's what helps people to change easily. A Mutanga Mucho starts with his own testimony, accompanied by the sketches to change others. This is our main approach.
Abatanga Mucho, which started in Gitega, is now present in 9 provinces out of 18 in Burundi. According to Faustin, some 8,670 men have already changed their lives thanks to the Abatanga Mucho. The program is so successful that only 4 of the men dropped out in more than 10 years. Faustin believes it works because the scenes are based on real-life experiences. Like this one, which was written based on a collection of different stories from the community itself.
Instead of giving me the real food, you give me these trees?
Did you run out of food? Did you? Tell me.
Mugire Kongo Kunda. Nuse Nuse Nyaruka Nyaruka Nyaruka. Nuve Mahanga. Utahe Burundi. Nakutembeze, nakunesese, and
internet yandambiye WhatsApp yandambiye nakubona sindagufata nuve mahanga
yokurira uyi flash
yo none akakanyana kinka kavutse.
We're in the house of Capitoline and Innocent, one of the first couples who joined the Abatanga Mucho. They live in Colin Kirimera, in the commune Giheta. Capitoline and Innocent are both farmers. They live in the biggest house in the village. When you arrive, their house stands out. It's surrounded by banana tree fields. We hear their farm animals making noise nearby. When we arrive, they're peeling cassava on the front steps of the house. They're chatting together. Faustin, Abatanga Mucho's founder, who is accompanying us, jokingly says they should give him a cow to pay him back for all the good he did for them. Innocent and Capitoline live well now, but it wasn't always that way.
I saw in him a monster. He beat me and gave me impossible orders. He would beat me to death, strip me naked, and apply chili and salt to my body. I started to think about other men that I refused when my husband hit on me. I regretted it, but it was too late. He chased me away. I cried all the time. I couldn't eat. He knocked me over the pots that were on fire. Often I didn't eat at all. I slept outside, naked. It was my mother-in-law who came to my rescue. She found me hiding among the banana trees.
I started beating my wife. I mistreated her until I drove her out of my house. I didn't want to see her anymore. I started seeing other women. But none of them spent more than 2 months with me. I never felt satisfied with one woman. I would go from one woman to another, up to 27 women. Having several women made me feel like I was a real man, a powerful man, who stood out among the other men in my community.
At the time, Innocent believed that his actions made him feel like a real man. And then Innocent realized that even if he had an impression of being a real man, he wasn't a happy man. But what exactly is a real man?
Hey, hey. Rachel and I hired a male nanny.
Really? Guys do that? That's weird.
Felix! Felix, how are you? Dink, meet Felix Leiter.
Hello.
Felix, say hello to Dink.
Hi, Dink.
Dink, say goodbye to Felix. Man talk.
Who do you think you are, a pair of queens? I just remember what Huey Long said, that every man's a king and I'm the king around here.
Every day, men and young boys around the world are faced with conflicting messages about manhood, pushing ideas about power and strength that make it hard for healthy relationships to flourish. But this couple stepped out of the role society gave them and stepped into new ones. In the next episode of Cry Like a Boy, we will look into Innocent's past and see how his belief that violence and sex make a successful man changed his life so dramatically that he had to make a change. In this episode, we used music by Yves Camille, a Burundian artivist. You can check out his work at musicinafrica.net. With original reporting and editing by Clarice Shaka and Fabrice Nzaubanayo in Gitega, Burundi, Naira Davlashian, Marta Rodriguez Martinez, and Lilo Montalto Monella in Lyon, and Laurie Martinez in Paris, France. Production design by Studio Ochenta. Music by Yves Camille. Theme by Gabrielle Del Masso. Special thanks to our producer Natalia Olsner for collecting the music for this episode. For more information on Cry Like a Boy, a Euronews original series and podcast, go to euronews.com/cry-like-a-boy to find opinion pieces, videos, and articles on the topic. Follow us at Euronews on Twitter and euronews.tv on Instagram. Share with us your own stories of how you changed and challenged your view on what it means to be a man. Use hashtag #CryLikeAboy. And if you're a French speaker, this podcast is also available in French with the title Dans la tête des hommes.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.